Two, goddamn it, the Fat Mac, Almighty 3XL, coming at y'all live and direct from the Mac City Limits. What's up, y'all, man? Shit, today is August the 25th, 2008. It's kind of a hot day and shit, and I just can't wait for the goddamn fall to get here, man. I'm tired of this summer ass shit. I really can't get my motherfucking hustle on like I want to during the summer, man, because my energy just be drained. I'm a winter, fall type nigga, you know what I mean? I like it when it's cool outside and shit. I ain't the type of nigga like, that like to sweat a lot, man. I'm just, fuck, I mean, damn. Well, anyway, I'm drifting off on just a distant-ass tirade that don't really mean shit. Today, I'm going to talk about semantics. I'm going to talk about wordplay. I'm going to talk about niggas talking about shit that they ain't. I'm going to talk about certain breeds of niggas and shit that just been really getting under my skin. And we're going to go back to the roots of this shit, man, where we're going to talk about the definitions. Same old nigga shit day in, day out. We're gonna talk about the whole macking and pimping thing and shit. And I'ma just basically say, you know, when I say the term mac and pimp, man, I consider myself a mac. I don't consider myself a pimp. Basically, a mac is a nigga that's able to get money out of a bitch. But my thing is, I don't really literally get money out of bitches. I basically get video out of bitches, which translates into getting money out of bitches, you know what I'm saying? Because if you just get a 20 piece or 100 piece out of a bitch, it ain't no guarantee that you can get that again, man. But if you can get a broad to get down on video, man, due to the fact that I got hustle skills, I can get paid forever off that shit, you know what I'm saying? So to me, the video is equivalent to getting money out of bitches and shit, alright? Do y'all understand that shit? That's the main reason why I consider myself a motherfucking Mac, because I get females to do that shit, right? And I get paid off of it forever, you know what I mean? So, to me, that's Mac-ish, and it's also pimpish. You know, the whole concept of pimping and Mac-ing is all based on getting motherfucking paid. Of course, the literal translation or transliteration of pimping is putting bitches on the track, putting bitches on the blade, making them go out, turn tricks, get paid, then they bring the money back to the goddamn pimp. I understand that. Anybody with a lick of motherfucking sense has been in the game understands that. You know what I mean? So for all you hardcore pimp aficionados out there, don't be fucking having a baby. Don't be wearing your panties all up in a bunch of shit just because a nigga said that he pimping or he macking. That is what I'm talking about myself, alright, because I know the correct definitions of the terms, right? But when I say it, right, just for the sake of argument, I'm just saying I'm getting money, nigga, and I'm getting money out of your ass. If I'm pimping a situation, I'm getting money. If I'm macking on a situation, I'm getting money, okay? Now, with that said, I would like to turn my attention to certain breeds of motherfuckers, certain breeds of individuals that claim that they so pimpish and claim that they so mackish, and really they not macking and they not pimping. They basically leeches. You got these niggas going around welfare pimping, right? Getting up on welfare hoes, knocking them up, staying up under the bitch, you know, getting $20 from a bitch. They can sleep up in a bitch's crib, play the Xbox up in a bitch's crib, smoke weed up in a bitch's crib and shit. They may have two or three hoes that do that shit, you know what I mean? But yeah, and still, these very same niggas that's doing that shit ain't got shit to their motherfucking name, man. They ain't got nothing. I mean, they ain't got a house, they ain't got a car, they just some raggedy ass niggas, man, with no cash flow, man, you know, just because they get, you know, a couple dollars here and there out of a bitch and they got a place to lay their head, you know, they swear up and down they on some real bonafide pimp shit. I'm like, nigga, step up your motherfucking game, man. How can you even let the word pimp or mac come out your motherfucking mouth when you just as raggedy as a bitch that you fucking with, man? You know what I mean? I mean, these niggas, they not really doing nothing, you know, that the next nigga can't do. I mean, shit, yeah, you fucking on bitches, but I know plenty of niggas that's fucking on bitches. I know players that's fucking on bitches, so how's that making you a Mac or a pimp? No? I'm sorry, that don't qualify you to be macking or pimping, motherfucker. Of course, you laid up in a bitch house, laying your head down, and you ain't going to work, and you taking full advantage of just being a lazy-ass motherfucker, yeah? Okay, I mean, I know plenty of motherfuckers that's lazy, laying around, ain't doing shit. That damn show don't make you no motherfucking Mac and no pimp, because a Mac and a pimp is all about that motherfucking hustle, nigga. It's about that grind. It's about getting out there in the streets and goddamn flipping shit, man. And your bitch ass laying up under some other raggedy ass bitch, nigga. Nah, I'm sorry, man. That's just, that don't compute, dog. You know what I mean? So you playing Xbox, you smoking weed, yeah, you's a weed head. I'm like, nigga, where is the pimping and the macking coming in, nigga? You don't have no transportation, you know what I'm saying? You know, if your bitch is lucky enough to have a goddamn ride, you know, you borrowing her shit. And just because you ride around in her shit, you know, you be like, ah, nigga, I'm macking. I'm pimping on this bitch. You know what I'm saying? But she the one got the transportation. She the one got the car. She the one putting the gas in the motherfucker. You ain't got shit, nigga. You know, I'm just saying, man, a nigga should never ever be allowed to say he macking or pimping on nothing when he got lint in his goddamn pockets, motherfucker. You know, you might be horn-swoggling hoes. You might be goddamn talking a real good game to bitches. And they may be allowing you to shack up with them. And you may have a mouthpiece that's good enough to get some money out of a bitch every now and then. And you don't have nowhere to live. You stand with multiple hoes. You know, your mouthpiece may be good enough. But at the end of the day, nigga, you still a loser, nigga. You still a bum. You don't have shit. These hoes got more than you got. And you forced the goddamn leech off them, man. So how the fuck is you pimping, man? How the fuck is you macking, man? You know what I'm saying? The whole, like I said, man, the whole concept of pimping and macking is getting at that goddamn money, man. It's getting at that motherfucking money, man. Shit, for real. And there should never ever be a situation where a pimp or a mac should be raggedier than the bitches that he's pimping and macking. But that's what I see day in and day out in these streets, motherfuckers. Got to let them try to compare themselves to me, nigga. You motherfuckers can't compare yourself to the Fat Mac, motherfucker. What is wrong with you, nigga? Nigga, I own property, nigga. I got 3-4 vehicles, man. I got motherfucking, I mean, I ain't rich, nigga, but motherfucker, I ain't gotta punch no clock. I got bitches coming in and out my motherfucking apartment 3-4 times a week, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I might, like, Jesus, man, is these motherfuckers serious? Nigga, shit, it's all about my swag. And that's another thing I want to talk about, man. But before I do that, fuck that, nigga. Let's take a break. You know what I mean? You know how we do. Rambles on situation. We need to take a break so we can keep our shit crisp, nigga. So that's what we're going to do. That's the next topic of discussion. The whole swag phenomenon. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers always talking about they got swag and all this kind of horse shit. I'll be right back.
Knock niggas out the box all the time. Bitches no more motherfucking rep big wrong, my big wrong. Yeah, motherfucker. Straight up. Fuck your whole team. Take care, B.I. shit. Yeah, bust it. Yo, G.I. nigga. Now yo, yo, what up, yo? Time is running out, it's for real though. Let's connect, politics, ditto. We can trade places, get lifted in the staircase. Word up, peace, incarcerated. Scarface, related style, attract millions. Fans, they understand my plan. Who's the kid up in the green land? Me and the RZA connect. Blow a fuse, you lose. Half-ass crews get demolished and bruised. Fake me frontin'. Hourglass heads, niggas be wanting. Shutting down your slot, time for pumping. Poisonous sting, which dumps up in act chunks. Raise a heavy generator, but yo, guess who's the black trunk? Dough be flowing by the hours. Woo, we got the collars, scholars. Word like beast of power and my whole unit. Word up, quick to set it, don't wet it. Real niggas, lick shots, peace, Connecticut. Now yo, yo, what up, yo? Time is running out, it's for real though. Let's connect, politic, ditto. We can trade places, get lifted in the staircases. Word up, peace, incarcerated, star faces. Chef will shine like marble, rhyme remarkable. Real niggas, raise up, spend your money, argue. But this time it's for the uninvited. Go ahead and rhyme.
rhyme to it. Big nigga mics is getting fired. Morphine shit be burning like chlorine. Niggas recognize I'm here to Baltimore to fall green. But hold up, my reputation like grower. My mom roller, drip to death, whips rolled up. You never had no wins, sliding in these dens with Tims, with Mac-10s and broke friends. You got guns too. What up, son, dude? Wanna battle for cash and see who's son, too? I poly wax check, smack rap, niggas, you facts. Niggas, lyrics, you whack, nigga. Can't stand unofficial, wet tissue, blank busts, scud missiles. You rolling like Trump, you get your meat lump. For real, it's just slang rap democracy. Here's the policy, slide off the ring, plus the wallabies. Check the status, soon to see me at Caesar's Palace, eating salads. Be meeting Mike, sending keys to Dallas. I move rhymes like retail, make sure shit sell. From where we at, to my man sell. From staircase to stage, minimum wage. But soon to get an article and rap page. But all I need is my house, my gat, my act. Bank account fat is going down like that. Important with French, but let me speak Italian. Black stallions wowing on Shaolin. That means the Allen is statin. And niggas carry gats in. Mad police of Manhattan. Now yo, yo, what up, yo? Time is running out, it's for real though. Let's connect, politic, ditto. We can trade places, get limited in the sand cases. Word up, peace to conservated Scarface. I do this for barbershop niggas in the plaza. Catching asthma, ready to stick and gun flashes. Well dressed, skating through the projects. So big ones, broke elevators, turn the lights out, stick one upstairs, switch like a chameleon, hit Brazilians, pass the cash, I'll leave your children, lead a building, niggas, yo, they be folding like envelopes, under pressure, like Lou Ferrigno on cloak, yo, Africans denying niggas up in yellow cash, musty like fuck, waving their arms to Arabs, sit back, cooling like Kalu was on rocks, on the crack spots, rubber band rap, all my knots, few bitches who fuck dreads, on Sudafeds, pussies hurting, they did it for a yard for the feds, word up, cousin. Nigga, I seen it like a 27-inch Zenith. Believe it. Now, yo, yo, what up, yo? Time is running out. It's for real, though. Let's connect, politic, ditto. We can trade places, get lifted in the staircases. Word up, peace, incarcerated star faces.
Almighty 3XL, man, you know how we do, man. We once again on an excursion into the unknown, probing into shit, man, trying to exercise the mental, man. And right about now, we're gonna talk about the whole swag phenomenon and shit. It's always funny to watch things take root and motherfuckers just jump on bandwagons and shit. How everybody talking about, I got swagger, I got swag, yeah, she dug my swag. I'm so sick of hearing that motherfucker shit. And I'm really sick of hearing it because motherfuckers are saying they got swag. Either they don't have swag, or it's really irrelevant if they do got it, because they still motherfucking, they still ain't shit. They still some fucking losers. You feel what I'm saying? I'll be the first nigga to admit I don't have no swag. You know, and if y'all don't understand, for those who are not in the know, who don't have their ghetto pass, swag is basically having game, having charisma, and having style. You know what I mean? That's basically the whole gist of it, man. If you can combine all that shit together, you know, charisma, style, and just game, man. You know, charisma. That's the main thing, man. You know, it's like motherfuckers that, I mean, I know the brokest motherfuckers on the planet that got charisma, you know what I mean? But can they translate that shit and actually being a winner, being successful in life? I mean, I know a whole lot of motherfuckers with goddamn charisma that can get bitches to do this and bitches to do that and shit. But a lot of them don't have the intelligence to, you know, translate that into getting goddamn money, man. So let me just say that this whole thing is coming about. I had a conversation with LaDonna maybe about 2 weeks ago, and her and the dyke bitch supposed to split up again, once again, And if any of y'all are some Mac City players, y'all know the whole deal between me and this bitch, LaDonna, right? We was once in a serious relationship. She wanted me to be something that I wasn't and shit. So basically, I told her to go kick it with her fiance and get married. She thought that I was kicking it to the curb and I didn't want her no more. So she fucked around and she fell in love with a dyke bitch. You know what I mean? And so when that happened, it kind of fucked me up, right? Because I was still trying to be with the bitch on the side shit, right? And it really just irked me that she went ahead and went out that way, because I was kind of replaced by the dyke bitch, right? And so, yeah, my ego was fucked up. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, how the fuck is a dyke bitch going to replace me? Motherfucking the Fat Mac, nigga. And I'm like, man, bitch, I don't understand it. I can't believe it. It was just like, man, I cannot describe how mentally fucked up I was over that situation, because I'm not used to that. I'm used to replacing bitches. I'm not used to getting replaced, at least by no motherfucking pussy, you feel me? So, man, for like maybe 6-7 months, man, I was wrestling with that shit, man. But then I figured out, I was like, motherfucker, what the fuck is wrong with you? Snap out of this shit. You're in a better position. Once upon a time, you was actually thinking about marrying this motherfucking bitch, man. But now, you free. You know what I mean? Now you're free to get your hustle on. You're free to move on with your life. And you're free to goddamn find something better. You know what I mean? But it's really hard to talk about that, right? Because have y'all ever heard of the concept that the pimp is the loneliest man in the world? Well, a lot of people may not think that that would apply to me, but it does apply to me, because I supply pussy. I basically get with females, right? And I'm not afforded the luxury of getting close to the bitches that I fuck with. I'm really not. You know what I mean? It's like, when you start doing that shit, you know, when it stops being business and it gets personal, that's when your money and your whole operation is just gonna crumble and it's gonna fuck up and shit. So you can't get high on your own supply on this shit. And basically, I meet a whole bunch of females, meet a whole bunch of broads, but I'm really not permitted by the code that I have to get close to these bitches. And I fucked around and got close to one of these bitches, man, and it turned my world upside down, man. So this is one of the key phrases that I've always heard, man. You know, never fucking get high on your own supply, and the pimp is the loneliest man in the world, because pimps cannot afford to get close to their motherfucking prostitutes, man. In the same way with me, I cannot afford to get close to that thing in which I sell, or that thing in which I use to get paid. You cannot sell dope and snort dope. Y'all get it? Okay, well anyway, back to the story. I was having a conversation with LaDonna, and somehow her dyke came up in it. You know, her and the dyke ain't supposed to be boyfriend and girlfriend no more. I don't know, but they on some, kind of like some shit me and her on right now. She come over here 2-3 times a week. I hit the pussy, send her back home. You know what I mean? We go out to eat, go to the movies, whatever. But only this time, right, it's not really a real bona fide boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. You know, I don't have to deal with, you know, all the things that come with actually being her boyfriend. You know, I don't have to be there, console her, rub her back. I don't have to pick up the kids. I don't have to, you know, I mean, I just don't have to do that shit. It's like booty call shit. We just have fun, right? So, her motherfucking stud dyke bitch one day had the nerve and the audacity to try and compare herself to me, and I forgot how we got on that shit, man, but the whole gist of it was, she was trying to say that she had bitches and she had hoes and she was in control of her hoes, and she was trying to say that I didn't have no control over the bitches that I knew and all this other kind of shit, and I'm just like, whoa, wait a motherfucking minute, bitch, where the fuck is this shit coming from? You know what I mean? You know, and I was stunned. I was fucking flabbergasted, you know what I mean? And I assumed she was talking about LaDonna, and I told her, I'm like, look, number one, shit, you the one over there playing baby daddy, okay? I'm not playing baby daddy. I'm over here, I'm knocking sparks out of pussy all week, and it ain't LaDonna and shit, but when LaDonna do come over this motherfucker, I'm hitting that motherfucker, I'm skeeting up in her, and I'm sending her ass back home, and then once you goddamn start chewing on her pussy late at night, what the fuck do you taste, bitch? You know what I'm saying? That's right. You tasting the motherfucking creamy, sweet, sticky feeling, bitch, that I done shot up in her ass, man. So what the fuck is you talking about? Like, I ain't got no control over my bitch. Bitch, you ain't got no control over your bitch. Because she comes see me 2-3 times a week getting fucked on. And then I send her ass back to you so you can eat my motherfucking nut out that pussy, bitch. What the fuck is you saying? You know what I mean? And then she was trying to fucking insinuate that somehow, you know, I'm macking and, I'm pimping. I got control of my hoes and all that. I'm like, bitch, you broke. Where the fuck is the macking and the pimping coming in? Granted, you are living under LaDonna's roof because you never have a job, right? So you can't pay rent nowhere else. So you dependent on LaDonna to keep your motherfucking head dry up under her umbrella, up under her roof. You know what I mean? You ain't got a car, right? So you dependent on LaDonna for transportation. You don't have a driver's license. So even if you did want a motherfucking car, you can't get one. And like I said, you don't have a job, so you can't pay for shit. So where the fuck is the pimping and the macking coming in? Where the fuck is the money? You know, why is it just lint in your pocket, bitch? Why, when y'all went out to eat 3 weeks ago and you was trying to motherfucking treat her and the kids to some food out in a restaurant, your bitch ass was $4 short, and she had to call me to come up there and bring $4 just to bail y'all out so you didn't have to wash no motherfucking dishes. You see what I'm saying? I'm like, no, there's a rule against this shit. You should not be able to say that you motherfucking pimping or macking if you have no money in your pocket. That defeats the purpose of the pimp and the mac game. The whole purpose of the pimp and the mac game is to get money, bitch. And you don't have none of it. Once again, yeah, you living up under her roof. Yeah, I guess that's mackish, I guess. Because, really, you should be up under no one's roof because you a loser. You have no job, therefore you have no money. You have no car, you have no transportation. You have nothing. You're a fucking leech. You're a loser. You're a bum. And the only reason that you so-called... And that's what fucking irritated me. I think, did I cover that shit? Yeah, LaDonna said that she had swag, that her girlfriend, her dyke bitch, had some fucking swag about her and shit. And I think that came about because I was asking her, you know, where is your dyke friend at? She said that she was like 2 doors down and she was with some other bitch, and this other bitch really liked her and was trying to get next to her and shit. And I was like, God damn. What is it about this bitch that y'all like so much? She just got swag. Just like, God damn. Ooh, are you fucking kidding me, man? Is y'all's motherfucking standards this goddamn low? Ah, I couldn't believe this shit, man. So here we go. We got this bitch talking about she got swag. And then... The dyke bitch talking about how she pimping and macking and she got bitches up under her thumb. Man, I want to fucking throw up, nigga. I just couldn't believe it, man. Shit was just unreal listening to this fucking horse shit. So, that's just been my rant today, my little tirade. I'm just saying, if you are living up under a bitch roof and you have no job, you have no money, and you're living under her roof, and you're getting money from her periodically, and you have no transportation, you have to depend on her to take you here and there, please refrain from calling yourself a pimp, and please refrain from calling yourself a Mac, because you're neither one of those. You are a leech. You are a parasite. You are a loser. You're a bum. Now, when you get to the point where you got your own shit, and you don't have to leech off a bitch, but you choose to, well, I guess that's okay, because you got your own shit. And there is no, should I say, you have a choice. You actually have a choice in the situation. You can either live off your own devices, or you can live off someone else's. But as it is now, you don't have a choice. You're basically doing this as a means of survival, because you know that if you don't have that swag or whatever the fuck they say that you have, you'll be goddamn eating out of garbage cans, bitch. You see what I'm saying?
Hand out a cigar. I'm letting knowledge be born, and my name's the R. AKA, I am not like the rest of them. I'm not on the list. That's what I'm saying. I drop lines like a scientist. My melody's in the code. The very next episode has the mic off and distorting, ready to explode. I keep the mic at Fahrenheit. Freedom's easy to make them cola. The listener's system is kicking like solar. As I memorize, advertise like a poet. Keep you going when the flow is smooth enough. You know it, but rough. That's why the mural on my story, I tell a B. Nobody beats the R. Check out my melody. So what am I, microphone fiend, addicted soon as I seen one of these forms, so they don't have to scream. I couldn't wait to take the mic, blow into it to test it, let my melody play, then a record suggested. I'm dropping bombs, but I stay peace and calm. Any MC that disagree with me, wave your arm. And I'll break when I'm through breaking, I'll leave you broke. Drop the mic when I'm finished, and watch it smoke. So stand back, you wanna rap, all the back and wait. I won't push, I won't beat around the bush. I wanna break upon those who are not supposed to. You might try, but you can't get close to. Because I'm number one, competition is none. I'm measured with the heat that's made by sun. Whether playing ball or bobbing in the hall, or just writing my name in graffiti on the wall. They shouldn't have told me, you said you control me. So now a contest is what you owe me. Pull out your money, pull out your cut, pull up a chair. My name is Rockin' My Law, and all right, A stand for Raw. Switch it around, it still comes out R. So easily will I E-M-C-E-E. My repetition of words, just check out my melody. Some bass and treble is moist, scratching and cutting a voice. And when it's mine, that's when the rhyme is always choice. I wouldn't have came and said my name and run the same week. Putting blurs and slurs and words that don't fit in a rhyme. Why waste time on the microphone? I take this more serious than just a poem. Rockin' party to party, backyard to yard. I tear it up, y'all, and bless the mic of the gods. The rhyme is rugged at the same time sharp. I can swing off anything, even a string of a harp. Just turn it on and start rocking. Mine, no introduction. Till I finish dropping signs, no interruption. When I approach, I exercise like a coach. Using a melody and add numerous notes. And when the mic and the R-A-K-I-M is attached like a match, I will strike again. Rhymes are poetically kept and alphabetically stepped. Put in an order to proceed with the momentum, except I say one rhyme out of order. A longer rhyme, shorter, or pause. But don't stop the tape recorder. First rhyme editor, melody arranger, poet, etc. Extra event, the grand finale like bonus. I am the man they call the microphone. Swift wisdom, which means wise words being spoken. Too many at one time, watch the mic start smoking. I came to express the rap I manifest. And in my way and I'll be the other words protest. MCs that wanna be this, they're gonna be this. If they don't get from in front of, all they can go get is me a glass of Moet. A hard time, sip your juice and watch a spoon. I take seven MCs, put them in a line, and add seven more brothers who think they can rhyme. Well, it'll take seven more before I go for mine. Now that's 21 MCs, eight up at the same time. Easy does it, do it easy, that's what I'm doing. No fessing, no messing around, no chewing, no robbing or buying. Bite and why bottle, this lava stop trying, fighting to follow. My unusual style will confuse you a while. If I was water, I'd flow in the Nile. So many rhymes, you won't have time to go for yours. Just because of a pause, I have to pause. Right after tonight is when I prepare to catch another sucker duck MC out there. Cause my strategy has to be tragedy, catastrophe. And after this, you'll call me your majesty, my melody. Here's my melody. Eric B. Synthesized it, I memorized it. Eric B made a cut and advertised it. My melody's created for MCs in the place to try to listen, cause some disinvent, so pick up your face. Shook off your neck, cause you try to see, I check my pace. Now you're drugging, almost drugging off my rhyme like bass. The melody that I'm styling, smooth as a violin, rough enough to break New York from Long Island. My wisdom is swift, no matter if my momentum is slow. MCs still stand stiff, I'm genuine like leather, inclined to be clever. MC, you beat the R, I'll say, oh, never. So Eric B, cut it easily, and check out my melody.